the hunting season's here, you know, ski season, everybody's getting their skis ready, snow bikes are coming out. So I think, you know, we're a little bit ready for the transition, maybe a little bit early.
It might be a little early this year, but it gets people in the mind of holiday shopping. And it I know that's the message that you guys are talking about now at the Chamber is let's not forget to shop local for the holidays.
Yeah, and this is really important this year. So shop local for the holidays are a theme. And we're going to be pushing that out starting the first week of November, going all the way through the 2 months of the holiday season, and really encouraging people to shop their local businesses, explore a little bit more. And then, you know, if that option is not comfortable going in the stores, give a call and see what you can do, arrange to make, you know, help them out.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of businesses are adapting. I mean, we all are to some extent with these coronavirus matters. But you probably have some members and some businesses that are going to at least say, call us, let us know.
Right. Yeah. You know, Wilderness did this for a long time right off the start. You know, they kind of came back up and were offering, you know, people to pick up or stop by or give a call. A lot of times they don't have the staffing to do it, but it's unusual times. And I, like I say, it's we're really trying to push not clicking the send button on the internet orders this year and really supporting the local businesses. So we'll see what we go with that.
Why is that important? Why should we be supporting the local businesses?
Right. So, you know, every time you spend money in the local economy, it gets recirculated. And that money then gets turned over a couple more times, you know. So the business owner then takes it to the restaurant or the grocery store, and the grocery store then spends it back in the local economy. So there's a multiplier effect. When you spend your money locally, it stays in the economy local longer.
And also in terms of gifts for the holiday season and such, I mean, a lot of these are the small vendors that create unique gifts, unique crafts, unique services, all especially on the West End.
Right. You know, a lot of the stuff is displayed by you know, a lot of local jewelers or crafters, so they have an opportunity to, you know, like Rare Earth Goods is a really good example of that in Ishpeming. If you haven't been there, it's a very eclectic store, stuff that you won't find, you know, in most areas.
I can tell you it's like nothing else. It is really actually a really cool place.
It is. And they got a little cafe there. Check it out. So there's these, you know, the antique stores are really awesome too. You know, there's a reason why they're the antiques are still there. These are a lot of usable things. Main Street Antique, the old bank building. Lilstein's in Nagani. So do some exploring on the West End. You know, that's one of the big themes I think we've always pushed is that, you know, discover the West End. Come explore it. There's a lot to do. There's a lot more than what people think sometimes.
I'm Walt Lindelow. With me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce, talking about the West End of Marquette County, shopping locally. And one of those incentives with that is the Love on Local campaign. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Love on Local is an opportunity for people to track their sales, opportunity to win $50 at the end of the month. It's a program through the Lake Superior Community Partnership. We're a supporting partner with that. It's a spinoff or a reinvent of the Be Local, Buy Local program back when the Marquette Chamber started that. So it's basically a tracking app that you can download onto your phone. You upload your receipts, and then that goes into a drawing for a $50 prize each month.
So really, it seems like all in all, it's a pretty straightforward thing. At least it's a way of tracking and getting the word or being able to tabulate a few things to see how shopping's going in the West End.
Right, yeah, and just showing how much money's getting spent into the economy. Sure. So, and then also, you know, there's still opportunities getting on board with this before the season starts, really hits. We're going to do a big push with the LSCP to promote the Love on Local program. We have several businesses on the West End that are participating, and we're looking for more to participate.
So it's an app that you can download from the App Store or for either platform, I'm sure.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's both Android and iPhone.
Sure.
I have it on my iPhone.
Yep.
And if you want more details for it, go to marquette.org. Go to the menu and go to the drop down to Love on Local.
Well, with all of the stuff we're talking about here with shopping local, especially for the holidays in the West End, I know you have all kinds of information and member groups and all of that at your office, which is located where? What are your hours and how do they reach you?
Yeah, so check us out at the Chamber building is right outside of Jubilee Foods off 41. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Give us a call at 486-1111 or go to our website, ginc.org.